نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد من حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned there are two groups of people who have not yet seen them but they will be the inhabitants of Jahannam. And one group Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned نساء كاسيات عاريات, those women who will be wearing clothing but in fact they will be naked. So the ulama have mentioned that there are three conditions for clothing to cover a person correctly. So one is, this woman will be naked, it means that they will not be wearing enough clothing to cover the full body of theirs. So this is for men and women. We should ensure that our satr is covered at all times. For men, the satr is minimum from below his navel to his knees. This must be covered in front of everybody at all times. It's not permissible for a person, for example, to wear shorts. Nor is it permissible for another man, for one man to look at another man. The area below the, above the knees is not permissible at all. So it's very, very, very important. The person's satr must be covered. For a woman, her satr is her whole body, besides her face, her hands, and her feet. So in front of, for example, a non-Muslim woman also, this whole body has to be covered. Any women are very negligent in this. The body, they cover, their hands are left open, or the hair is left open in front of non-Muslim workers, etc. This is part of the satr. Yes, in front of other Muslim women, the satr is slightly relaxed. The satr in front of other Muslim women is from the navel to the knees. That is why it's not permissible also for women. Some of them go for waxing on the above leg or by the private parts. This is not permissible at all. This has to be covered in front of other Muslim women as well. And in front of mahram males at home, they also, a woman should try to cover her body as far as possible. She should not expose herself. It is permissible. Ulama have given permission for her hair to be exposed in front of her mahram males, her arms, the bottom part of her legs, etc. But unnecessarily, a person shouldn't do so. So this is one meaning of the hadith, that the body will be, should be wearing clothing, but the body will not be covered completely. The second meaning, the ulama say, is that the clothing will be see-through. A woman is wearing such thin clothing, flimsy clothing, such as lace, etc., which a person can see through. Comes in a hadith coming to the effect that a woman who wears such flimsy clothing will be regarded as naked on the day of Qiyamah. And even in front of family members, a woman should not appear. It is very shameless to wear such clothing where the body can be seen through. And the third meaning the ulama have given is, it must not be so tight-fitting on the body that a person can see the shape of the body. So here also, many people, they are wearing clothing, whether it's males, sometimes a man wears a tight jeans, for example, where his private part can be shown, or his behind can be shown. And sometimes when he goes into sajda also, a very bad sight is seen. Some youngsters also, they sit and laugh at the people. So this we should abstain from such tight clothing. And women to a greater extent also should abstain from such tight clothing. There are many women who are in hijab also, but the types of hijab they are wearing, the cloaks they are wearing are very tight fitting. They hug onto the body, and the whole shape of the body can be seen. The chest or the breast of the woman, her legs, it's all tight on the body. So these can be seen. So this is completely impermissible. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, these are nisaun, kasiyatun, ariyatun. They are wearing clothing, but in actual fact, they are naked. So we should have tried to abstain from this here, try to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cover our bodies correctly, and do not break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, one other important point is that just like how is that permissible for men to look at women or for men to expose their body in front of women, similarly, it's not permissible for a woman to look at a man. Some women are under the misconception that although it's not permissible for men to look at them, it is permissible for them to look at men. This is completely wrong. Akabir has mentioned once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his two wives were there and they were blind. Sahabi walked past. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ikhtajiba aminu, make hijab from him." He said, "Oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, isn't he blind?" Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Are you people also blind? Can't you see him?" So as far as possible, a woman should abstain from looking at men. There is no necessity at all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to make amal.